Good evening, folks. This is the second hour of Fearless Radio. This is Steve Shank, and I've got Jim Phillips on the broadcast with me, and we've been having some fun here going through some of the things that you're here to take notes about, and that's getting prepared. The thing that we finished up with on the last hour was the concept that a lot of you are running into the fact that if you mention how important it is and how important you feel it is for your friends and relatives to get some food supplies in or whatever your supplies you want to do, a lot of times they'll just say, hey, I know where to come. I'll just come to your place. And the conclusion that we drew toward the end of this last hour was just point out, hey, I can't feed everybody, but here are some things that you can do to start getting yourself prepared. So, and give them some of the small stuff that's easy for them to see the value of, like water and things. Jim, we talked about that just a little bit in the break. Are you there, Jim? Hello.
Are we not connected here?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Things were kind of shut down for a minute. Did you hear what I said?
I did, yes.
Okay. And one of the points that you made is you just tell them, okay, I'll just move. That's a way of handling it, Jim.
Well, it is. It may be appropriate for some people to do that. But it is about helping our community, whether that community is our family or our neighborhood, getting as many people prepared as we can, realizing that the majority of people won't. But those who do can make a huge difference in the outcome of these things, and I think it's important that we do that. And you're absolutely right. Get people started, because one of the hardest things for people to do is get started. Actually, once you're going, it's kind of like, well, heck, okay, I've been putting in some water in these free bottles, and I bought an extra bag of beans, and I got an extra, you know, three rolls of toilet paper. And it's like, well, then you can double everything, and then you can triple it, and you can quadruple it. And then you can learn a few other things. And what happens is people build kind of a spirit, an interest in doing these things because they learn that they can. That's what stops them. They're like, I don't know what to do. It scares me. And it's going to cost $1 jillion, and I can't afford it, and I'm busy and everything. And so, you know, head in the sand.
I've been working with food for so many years that I get somewhat myopic. And I think that these folks that are calling me are talking to their friends and relatives about getting in large quantities of food, and that's to the uninitiated a huge job. But if they put the emphasis over on being prepared on some of these smaller little things that it makes sense could happen now, and they take the fear out of it by dealing with just the little stuff, one thing at a time. Okay, now you got a little bit of water in. Now, doesn't it feel good if you'd ever be out of water? You can get it. And rather than trying to convince and get them to commit to putting in 5 years' worth of food, just say, hey, no big deal. Start with some little stuff. It'll just make sense. You know the electricity is going to be off sometime or other. Here's what you do. Get started. And I think that'll help.
Yeah, it certainly does. We also, by the actions we take, we become an example to other people so that they will do more, too. Friends and families are just like, well, yeah, I can do some of those things, too. So being active and letting people know that you're active in these areas is also a help. Example pays off.
Exactly. And we'll be back after this first break in our second hour, folks, and we'll see you on the flip side.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
There are millions of airborne irritants in your home, like pollen, fine dust, bacteria, mold spores, and smoke.
But now you can take control of the air you and your family breathe at home. With Filters Now having the world's largest selection of AC, furnace, humidifier, automotive, fuel oil, industrial, and vacuum filters with top quality brands like 3M and Accumulair, you'll be sure to find what you're looking for and at great prices you can afford. We have all sizes available in both custom and standard. Get any size at any time. Go to filters-now.com or call toll-free 877-991-0400. Again, that's 877-991-0400. Call now and use RBN 2006 as your special order code to receive free shipping on your order. Give us a call today and breathe the difference. Filters Now.
When the Pilgrims first came to America, they nearly starved because of insufficient food. It was with the help of a Native American they knew as Squanto that they learned to properly cultivate the land so that they could survive and flourish. All of that might seem quite removed from your own gardening endeavors. However, there is much to be learned from those historical lessons. What was the soil like then? How did the soil affect the food being grown? What techniques were used to enrich the soil? Why is it that the Pilgrims, being from a more technologically advanced society, needed the help of the Native Americans to survive? That is exactly what Bill Hyde, the president of Solutions from Science, set out to explore in Squanto's Secret Garden, a free Thanksgiving ebook available at www.protogrow.com. That's a free Thanksgiving ebook available at www.protogrow.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio, and I've got your friend and mine, Jim Phillips, on the program with me tonight. And we're going through some of the things, as usual, that folks can do to prepare. We just finished discussing, for those of you that are working with rather errant friends and relatives, the approach to the question of them coming to your place. And I think we've kind of beat that horse long enough. You know, the Native Americans have an interesting saying, Jim, and that's when the horse dies, the wise man gets off.
Right.
And we have maybe beat that horse long enough for our people. One of the things, before we get onward into the preparedness stuff, and by the way, folks, this list of things that Jim has prepared for us that we're getting out to you through JMS, and also he'll get out to you, is available. He's revamped it, and if you'll call us at 800-409-5633 at the J. Michael Stevens Group for that and your food information, we can do that. And also efoodsdirect.com, you can get us an email through that website. And, Jim, give your website and your contact number for people to get your information on some of the stuff of preparedness.
It's gofamilyworks.com, G-O-F-A-M-I-L-Y-W-O-R-X, not K-S, but X. So gofamilyworks.com. Phone number is 435-462-3417, but I am hard to get on the phone. I recommend you try to do the electronic things first if you possibly can. Answer any question we can, and also tie in with our system and our subscriptions. DVDs that can come to you on a regular basis. That's 2 hours of in-depth training right on these subjects, from the foundation of how and why things work right through, you know, the topic we've been talking some about, shelter, and also on clothing and water, each one of these things, 2 hours of in-depth DVD training.
And, folks, you might even want to start making some of these contacts now through both of the websites and the 800 number, and notifying us of your interest in being included when we notify folks that we're ready with the conference calls that we're going to be starting in a week or two on these subjects. Now, Jim, one of the things that I've noticed in the seminars that we've done is we have a tremendous interest and a lot of people showing up for the portion of the seminars that's telling what's happening, how far we are along on the timeline, and people just absolutely gobble up the information about the bad stuff that's about to happen to us or could happen to us and all this. And then when it comes to the portion of the seminars, if we split them down in 2 days and do the timeline and the disaster, whatever's going on, stuff in the first day, then when we have the second day where we're going through what people can do to take care of things, our attendance is significantly less. And it bothers me from the standpoint that what we're covering on this program is all the answers, the solutions, the ability to become free, and all of the stuff that for some reason people don't have that morbid curiosity about, that they're driven to go and listen and make notes. And now I'm wondering how we can generate the excitement and enthusiasm about being prepared so that you don't have to be concerned, don't have to be a doomsayer, don't have to be all uptight about what might happen or what might not happen. Let's see if we can't come to some conclusion to give folks a little help on that.
Well, I don't know if I have the best answer for that. In some cases, maybe people are looking for motivation, and they're looking for something they can use with family and friends to get them going, so they might be looking for that. I think other times people are wanting to have the, you know, you use this analogy, you know, if you only knew you had 10 days, and so people are looking for a date they can work against. We had a lot of activity prior to Y2K because of the possibility we might have something go there. And I did a lot of radio programs all across the country, and 4 hours with Art Bell and different things like that. But my message was not what's going to break and happen or when it's going to happen. See, that one we had a date on. That one, you know, theoretically, here's the timeline. My attitude was, look, if Y2K gets you interested in getting prepared, great. Because if something happens then and you're prepared, then it's an adventure. If it doesn't happen, well, guess what? You're prepared for the next thing, like Katrina or something else. So
exactly.
It's not about knowing when, because, quite frankly, for those in the Christian community, we've been told you do not know the date and the time. Now, we have a window that says, you know, watch the signs of the time, what's going on, and when that fig tree is starting to leaf out, you know these things are about to come. But what day, what month, what year, I don't know that we have that precisely, so watch and be ready and get ready now.
But at a certain point, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
I want to give out an 800 number for those of you to call in. Now, realize that we're trying to run this program as a support and information and educational process. And so when you folks call in, if you would call in with questions only, any comments that you have with regard to suggestions and what we might do or what you've experienced, if you would call us or email us with those, we'll bring them up on the next program. But the call-ins, if you'd like to direct some questions to Jim or to me with regard to the subject we're talking about, the phone number is 800-313-9443. And we have, Jim, did I interrupt that last thought?
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, it'll come back. My mama used to say, if you lost your thought, if it was important, it'll come back. We have Scott, Jim, from Virginia on the line. Scott, welcome aboard. Did you have a question?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. It's just that with my own people, even they don't believe me. I tried to show them, like, the Alex Jones videos, and I've told them about what, Bob Chapman in the International Forecaster says, and it's like I got about a month and a half of food. I might be able to stretch that out to about 3 months. Got the same amount in water. Got herbs. Got some other stuff. It's just I can't even get my people to even wake up. They're not even saying when it comes, we know where to go, because it's like I'm like too far away from
yeah.
Any, but the thing is, I can't even get them to wake up.
That's fine. Stop. Don't waste your time. Stop. Just stop. And here's why I say that. There's no one on this green earth that Jim knows that one of my philosophies. I've been in direct sales for a lot of years. But yet I still say there is no such thing as a salesman. There's no such thing as a teacher. There's no such thing as a missionary. What you're looking for is a conveyance of information to the right people at the right time, at the right conditions that know and appreciate what you have to give them. Don't waste any more time trying to convince anybody else to do something. Concentrate on doing your own thing. Forget about them. Concentrate on doing your own thing and act as if you had 10 days to get 3 years' worth of food in and you would have to have it done. Do what it takes. Concentrate totally on you. And like Jim said just a couple minutes ago, the only answer is if you have yourself prepared and you can say to them, hey, look, I'm getting prepared. Don't talk about the food as a big thing. Talk about the little stuff that you hear on this program and say to them, hey, look, you got a chance that there's going to be no electricity, no water. I'm telling you, I will tell you how to store some if you'd like me to. If you don't, if you think it's all hocus, fine, I'm not going to say another word. And then don't. Don't. It's a waste of time. Concentrate your energy on setting your goal for getting your preparedness done and get on with it. Too many people are being stalled out because they think if they don't get their relatives to do it, then they are going to do it till their relatives do. Jim, you had a comment.
Well, yeah. One, a thing in human nature is simply this, that force always meets with resistance. Now, we may not be forcing them per se, or we're not trying to, but if somebody feels like, look, I'm just being hammered on and manipulated and worked on and what those kind of, you know, they just resist and resist and resist. When we stop pushing, if you will, then they don't have to resist back, and we have a better chance sometimes of them observing what we're doing. When somebody asks you a question, then you can teach them. If somebody says, well, why do you do that? Now I can teach them. But if you try to convince somebody else you need to do it and they don't want to be convinced, then you don't have a chance, and it does use your energy. That's why my approach has been, I'm looking for the people who are looking. I will work with them, and I'm really only looking for 3% of this country. That's what it really comes down to.
And that's our answer to that question, Scott. Thanks for your call, and it sounds like we've got a break coming up, and we'll be back in a couple minutes, folks.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. And do it all right from the comfort of your own home with no money at risk. Now you can by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as Qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Order the DVD of a lifetime. Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio. The Republic Broadcasting Network brings you a more powerful voice than all the liberal media and all those announcing problems we face. It's the voice of Fearless Radio screaming, take back control of your life. For the first time in the history of radio, you can join us for a classroom, in fact, a training camp of preparedness. You already know the problems. They're not hard to figure out. But you and your family must act now with solutions. Bring a notebook and be on time to class every Sunday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. Central. The Liberty Task Force will meet you there. These greatest experts in the country will teach you total self-reliance and independence. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Radio. Repeat this thought. If it is to be, it's up to me. But remember, freedom is never free.
With Fearless Radio. Glad to have you aboard this Sunday evening in our second hour of the Fearless Radio program. And if you haven't recalled, Fearless Radio is to help you be fearless by being prepared and declaring your own personal family independence. And Jim, we were talking in the break, and we were talking about this last question that we had with regard to, and we've had it from dozens and dozens of people, with regard to not being able to get the friends and relatives and things on board with the thinking. And the reason that we look for validation is that we don't want to be alone. And what was your comment to me that I busted up over?
What I said was, I mean, who was the original loner in this preparedness thing? It was Noah. If he had waited for everybody to validate that he needed to build that ark, then none of us would be here. Would everybody have drowned? So you don't validate your rightness by waiting for everybody else. You validate it because it is right. Get on with it. And then hopefully some people are going to get on the ark with you. Not your ark, but they're going to build their ark.
Well, let's take it a step further. How many true leaders are ever running their operation or providing their leadership function by a committee of approvers?
Yeah, like between zero and none?
Yeah, between zero and none. And oddly enough, if you are the elect in your family, in your church, in your organization, whatever it is, of the people that have ears to hear and eyes to see, and you see it, you are a leader, whether you like it or not. And if you want to take it scripturally, how many prophets were not, just like Noah, the Lone Ranger at their time, preaching stuff that nobody wanted to hear?
That's right.
Interesting deal. Talk about being the Lone Ranger.
Yep. Yeah, just keep in mind, you know, Noah, go build your ark, and hopefully some people will follow your example. And some will. Not everybody will. This is not a program for the majority of the people. I wish it was. And I invite everybody, 100% of the people, to get involved, but I simply know that only a very small percentage will. That's who we work with. That's who you need to work with. Everybody needs to work with those who are willing to be instructed and willing to take action.
Yeah, and listeners, as you go about this, drop the hint to people that you love and care for, but if they're not going to buy into it, you've got to get on with it and do what you know to do, and that's what you're the one that we're here to help.
That's right.
And we can give you some counsel. Now, Jim, you were working with this issue of shelter, and let's pursue that just a little bit further. That's a fascinating thing. How do we turn a disaster into an adventure?
Well, there's in the shelter area, there's two kinds of shelter, basically, you're going to be dealing with. That's the shelter you live in now or structures around you that you can work with. So you've got to be able to repair, take care of them, live in them anyway, live in them without heat. That's what the clothing thing is all about. If you don't have any utilities, but you have windows and doors in your house and a roof over your head, you're wealthy. All you have to do is stay warm. So when I teach in depth about the clothing, that's what it's all about. You do not have to have a warm house to be comfortable and safe. What you have to do is be warm in the winter. So we teach people about the clothing and clothing that really, truly works. So that becomes a part of the shelter indirectly. But right back on the shelter itself, the plastic sheet, the duct tape, the staple gun with staples, those are very useful. You know, the blue tarps, the green tarps, the gray tarps, all of those things, you want to have them so you can do some repair. But if you need to leave your shelter, you need something that's portable. And this is where we get into the concepts of tents. And this takes quite a while to develop. I'll just give you some hints here. But, you know, a lot of people have done some backpacking and camping, and they have an idea what it takes to have a tent. Well, there's two kinds of tents. There are the ones you can carry, as in backpack, or the ones you can lug in the back of your pickup, your station wagon, or something else. If you're going to be on foot, they're going to have to be small, lightweight, and they must be high quality. One of the things about these tents that you use outdoors, most of the recreational tents that you buy for $39.95 or $79.95 are intended for occasional use every other year or so, and they do not hold up under continuous use. If you want to look at the kinds of tents that are lightweight and packable, you take a look at what the mountaineers are using on the mountains. They go through horrific windstorms. They hold up. And they're also expensive, is the bottom line. They are just going to be expensive to get one you can live in for, you know, weeks on end if that's what you feel that you're facing. You'll have to spend some dollars there. We can also teach people to do something very basic, which is the plastic sheet. This is a 12-foot by 12-foot, 4-mil thick piece of visqueen, polyethylene sheeting, construction plastic. I prefer the clear. And with that, you can make a bed wrap that's right down on the ground that will let you live anywhere from the Arizona deserts to above the Arctic Circle for your sleeping. And I've done that, and we've done that hundreds and hundreds of times. It works very well in the above freezing range in the rain and the below zero extreme cold. The plastic sheet works well. And, you know, I can show you how to do it. I can't show you over the phone, but I can show you on the DVDs how you're going to fold that thing. And it'll put you through a tremendous rainstorm and windstorm once you do it right. It's cheap, $4 a head for that thing. So if money's an issue, start with the plastic sheet, and then you can upgrade to the more expensive things as you have a chance. So,
and I've got to interrupt you here, Jim. You know, I always kid Jim about the fact that he does everything. Folks, if Jim Phillips tells you that it works, he's done it, and he hasn't done it just once. He's done it a bunch of times, and we've got a break coming up, and we'll be back to you in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
When the pilgrims first came to America, they nearly starved because of insufficient food. It was with the help of a Native American they knew as Squanto that they learned to properly cultivate the land so that they could survive and flourish. All of that might seem quite removed from your own gardening endeavors. However, there is much to be learned from those historical lessons. What was the soil like then? How did the soil affect the food being grown? What techniques were used to enrich the soil? Why is it that the Pilgrims, being from a more technologically advanced society, needed the help of the Native Americans to survive? That is exactly what Bill Hyde, the president of Solutions from Science, set out to explore in Squanto's Secret Garden, a free Thanksgiving ebook available at www.protogrow.com. That's a free Thanksgiving ebook available at www.protogrow.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
I can't talk over. Anyway, glad to have you back. We've got Jim Phillips with us tonight, and we're talking about this area of shelter. And in the break, we had just a fascinating little thing. Tell me about that sleeping bag wrap thing with the visqueen plastic and things you were telling me about, Jim.
Well, see, when we ended off before the break, and there we're talking about if you want to have a tent, it's going to be a quality one. If it's going to be backpackable, it's lightweight. You're looking for a decent tent, you know, $300, $400, $500, $600 for one of these things that'll hold up. And if somebody says, my goodness, I need three of them, I can't afford to do that, what am I going to do? I guess I won't get prepared. Wrong answer. What you begin with is the $4 plastic sheet, and you learn how to fold that thing using your sleeping bag and a sleeping mat and those things. And when I tell you, seriously, I have lived in those plastic sheets from the deserts of Arizona to 600 miles north of the Arctic Circle on the frozen sea in winter in a plastic sheet with my sleeping bag wrapped up that way. I'm telling you, been there, done that. In this one DVD, this introductory, or the Foundation DVD, the first one on the Self-Reliant Family series, in the introduction, you see a slide in there of some people getting up in the morning. That's Wolf Creek Pass, Colorado. That's over 11,000 feet above sea level. It was 42 below zero, and they're in sleeping bags wrapped in plastic sheets laying out in the open. So that'll cover it for most people. I spent time on for the folks back east on top of Mount Washington in the winter. It was 110-mile-an-hour wind. It was 13 below zero, and I slept outside. I mean, I could have slept inside in the building, but that isn't what I was up there for. I wanted to do wind testing to be sure of the sleeping system and the clothing that it worked, and it did just fine. I was okay out there. I'll tell you, it's nicer to be inside of a good sturdy tent, but you can do it in a plastic sheet out on the ground, and you will be safe. It's just not quite as nice and convenient. So there's a $4 solution versus $400. So if somebody says, I don't have the money for a tent now, my response is, fine, do what you can do. It's going to cost you a few dollars. Now you're going to have to get some skill, practice with it a little bit, but you'll be okay. That's where the plastic sheet comes in.
Let's talk about the sleeping bag, Jim.
Okay.
What we need for that 40 below weather, or for 10 below, or 20 below if you're in Minnesota, or 30 degrees above, but the rain in Utah or wherever you are, is we need to go down to the local sporting goods store and buy one that is rated for 20 below, which will cost us what?
Well, it'll depend, you know, $120 to, you know, $200, something like that, for one that's halfway decent. Although the thing that I think most people will tell you is like, yeah, I bought one of them bags that was comfort rated for 20 below zero, and I used it 20 above, and I froze my hiney off in it. The hang tag ratings are dubious at best.
Hang tag ratings, folks, if you're not familiar with that, I didn't know the term. I must be the only one in the universe, but Jim keeps using that. The hang tag is the tag hanging on the sleeping bag that says what it's rated for. Correct, Jim?
That's correct.
Okay.
And what you do is you can't buy something and then hope that it works. You can't go on the theory that it works. It's a theory to you unless you've done it. And so what I tell people is, okay, you have a 20 below zero bag, sleep in that Hummer at 20 below zero or 10 below zero. Then you'll know what it will do and it won't do. Now, I'm here to tell you that they are highly overrated, and more than likely, if you tried it at the rating temperature, you're going to be hating life. And so, number one, you have to be a little conservative. Now, the other answer is, and that's part of where we go, is I can teach you how to make sleeping bags that will blow the doors off those things you buy downtown using open-cell polyurethane foam and some simple materials. Now, it's going to cost you maybe $50 or $60 in materials, but you'll have something that will take care of you in the extremes. And the advantage of doing it the way we teach people to do it is it will handle moisture. If you get wet, or your clothing gets wet, or your sleeping bag gets wet, whether it's above freezing or below freezing, it will self-dry when you use the sleeping system and have made it the way we teach people to do it. You can be soaking wet, sleep through the night, and wake up dry.
And instead of spending $400 on a sleeping bag that will actually do the 20 below or the 10 below or the zero or whatever it is, as opposed to the hang tag questionable information, you literally, most of the folks are challenged money-wise. Don't spend that $400 on a silly sporting goods store sleeping bag. Either make one or have one made by someone that's a seamstress by the plans, and you might have at the most $100 into it, but you'll have something that you can depend on to handle any kind of weather. And that's why we're here. You've never heard of this before, folks. It's not been available except through Jim Phillips and his operation. And this man is absolutely an ingenious engineer that develops this stuff. You can't buy it at a sporting goods store. They'll layer you up with your coats and your clothes. And that's why a lot of snowmobilers, if they're stranded, end up dying of hypothermia, because their clothing doesn't handle the moisture. But there's a lot more to that story than what we have time for here. But trust me, when Jim Phillips says you can build a sleeping bag for $100 or less that will outperform anything you can buy in a sporting goods store, that's the truth, and you can bank on that bugger, because he's done it, been there. And let's go on with the shelter thing, Jim.
Okay. You know, shelter is just one of those things that you're going to have to address, whether it's portable or whether it's stay at home. Well, one last little thing that I'll give people a hint about, and both saving some money in the beginning and getting some materials you can use. And find one of these billboard companies that, you know, puts up these beautifully colored billboards. They don't go out and paint billboards anymore. They don't go out and put paper up on them. They have large vinyl sheets. You know, they're like 40-foot by 60-foot vinyl sheets that are printed in a shop on a gigantic printer, and they take those things out and they stretch them over them. Well, when the client is no longer paying his bill or they've changed their campaign or whatever it is, they take those billboard down, the vinyl that's on them, and very often they'll have a store of those around. Sometimes they're going to be reused, and other times, you know, it's about ready to get rid of them. You wander in there, and you can buy those things. We were buying 40-foot by 60-foot billboard vinyls that will make a great tent, $35 for those things. Some of them maybe some of them are a little bit worn. Maybe you have to cut them up and glue them or what have you, but you can pick that stuff up, and it will act as a shelter. You can use it as an auxiliary fly to go over some things you're doing. So you can buy things like that that are low cost that will help you. If money is not an issue, go buy one of the military surplus squad tents that they have. They are just fantastic. Get them with the insulated liner that goes in them, the aluminum ribbing and everything. They're just marvelous. I had a friend who lived in one of those tents. He and his family lived in one of them for 2 years in an area where the temperatures in winter go well below zero, and they spent 2 years in their tent because they sold their one house, and things went kind of funny, and they were unable to get into another house, and they're like, what are we going to do, live under a bridge? Well, no, they just went camping for 2 years and drove into town to work. But they had one of these military tents.
Turned a disaster into an adventure, that mentality again.
That's
and
right.
The fact is, folks, if you want to prepare, there are answers, and we can get them to you here on Fearless Radio. But you got to want to, and you don't stop by thinking, how can I do that, and not coming up with any answers. As you can tell here from just these last few minutes, there are answers. Just you got to want them.
Yeah,
and that's
if you
what
wanna
we're
do
here
it,
for.
And you're willing to take action, you know, there are answers out there. And I don't have all the answers, and Steve doesn't have all the answers. We know what we know and can share that. And I get asked questions sometimes. I don't know. I haven't been there. Haven't done those things. Well, now I go find out. I'm out there looking for answers because I've been asked questions. So I always love to hear from people with some of their questions or concerns.
So I gotta ask you this, Jim. I'm the original princess and the pea when it comes to sleeping on a rocky ground.
Huh?
I need some help. I've gotten, before when I, you know, my kids were Boy Scouts, then my idea of really roughing it is maybe finding the local Holiday Inn or better yet, a Marriott.
Right.
And I do not happily do hard ground sleeping, even with an air mattress. Help me.
Well,
you've claimed that you've got to be able to get rest. It's important that you sleep. Okay, so I need some help here.
Okay, well, first off, if you get tired enough, you can sleep through anything, right?
But, yeah, that's probably true.
But that's not where we're really going. Hey, I'm the same way. I started out camping and backpacking, sleeping right on the ground. Man, that hurts anymore. I don't do that. Well, you do need some padding underneath these things. And, it's the thickness of the padding that you use. Now, what I use for part of my padding, particularly in the winter, is we're using some more of this open-cell foam that's on the bottom, a little bit of a firmer of that foam. And quite frankly, the best time to be sleeping out is in the snow because the snow contours to your body. And you don't have to buy one of these $4,000 mattresses that automatically contours to your body. It's the snow. It's soft, and it settles in, and it makes a great shape. So winter camping is actually more comfortable than the summer. So what we need to do, Steve, is take you out camping at below zero in the snow.
Oh,
I'll show you how it's really done.
Hold me back. I can't resist. And so, in other words, for any of you listeners out there that have back problems and have serious trouble with your mattresses, don't spend the $4,000 on a conforming foam mattress. Just get your butt up to Minnesota in the wintertime and sleep in the snow with Jim.
That's right. Absolutely. You got it. But, you know, it is providing enough padding underneath you so you're not miserable. This is not about being miserable. And it is using some of the air mattresses, the self-inflating ones that are really nice. It's using the foams and those things. And you want to provide for that so that you do get rest. it is extremely useful to do it. They have some of these, you know, pump-up ones that are meant to be the auxiliary bed. A lot of them have a cord you plug them in, and some of them have batteries. I found some of them that just have a little bellows pump that's built right into it, so it's not dependent on batteries. And those things work pretty darn good. And you can adjust the air, pressure in them, a little softer, a little firmer, whatever works for you. Throw a foam pad on top of it, and it's not too bad. They do a darn good job.
Do they give you about 3 or 4 inches of air cushion?
Yeah. Yeah, you've got this one that I've got. It's got to be, it's got to be 6 inches thick, I think. And so you can soften it up a little bit so that it'll, sag down where if you're a side sleeper where I am, so your hips will go down into it and give you the right kind of support, and it works pretty good.
Okay, so there's room for my butt, even my butt.
There is.
Okay.
Yeah, even yours, by golly. We can.
Heck of a deal.
But, you need to know that you can do that. This is my message to people. If you're getting prepared, don't do it by a theory. Don't just have a bunch of stuff that you hope is going to work for you. You play with it, and you do not have to be a snow camping winter freak. Do it on your back porch. Do it in your garage in the winter to know that your clothing is going to take care of you, that your sleeping bag is adequate, and you have enough padding underneath you. Just go play with it. Is it going to be as nice as it would be in home in your bed? Well, probably not. But then, by golly, it's a whole lot better than out there in your skivvies with nothing. So, you have to put it a little bit relative in here. It's not going to be quite as good, but you know what? It's livable, and I'm not into misery. Been there, done that. I've suffered. I'm not into misery.
Well, I know that one of the things that people are going to have a tendency to do, and listeners, make a note of this, what Jim just said is absolutely valid. What people do is they want to get it done. They figure, okay, I got to have some sleeping bags, so they go down, and if they've got the money, they buy a pretty expensive sleeping bag. And then they take it home, and they say, I've got that done. What Jim is saying, folks, and it's absolutely contrary to human nature, I'll guarantee it, just as sure as I'm sitting here looking ugly, and that's the fact that you can't just consider it done. You've got to go sleep in that thing, so buy your sleeping bag when you've got crummy weather so that you can go out and experience whether it will do even close to what the tag says, and then realize it won't, and so then give us a call, Jim or me, and we'll get you the DVDs, and you can get your own backup sleeping bag that works.
Yeah. Find out you've got a problem now and fix it while you have the time and the ability to do it. Don't wait until there's no way out and then you're stuck. You have enough padding to sleep on? I don't know. Sleep on it. Do you have a shelter to protect your bed in the rain? Well, I don't know. Use what you've got in the rain. You don't have to do it constantly, but you do need to have enough experience so that you're not afraid of it. You fix the problems now, and you're just good to go. And ideally, do these things regularly. Do them, periodically. We have some families that once a year they will take and shut down their utilities and everything, and they just live off of their supplies and their materials. They can't flush the toilet. They can't use the tap, the power. They're not using it. Now they don't turn the power off the house because the stuff in the refrigerator will rot. They just simply simulate those things. They turn everything off. They tape the refrigerator shut, and now they have to live out of their supplies. And they come back and they say, boy, did we learn some things there that we were just flat missing that we couldn't do.
Every single one of them. Every single time someone is willing to put it to the test and experiment with living on their supplies, living in the conditions that they've set up for themselves, they always, always come back saying, oh, my gosh, I am certainly glad that I didn't find myself in a problem situation, knowing what I know now about how ill-prepared I was when I thought I was ready. Now, the other thing that I want to point out is the clothing. I mean, this expensive $300 and $400 coats, these Gore-Tex things down at the sporting goods store with all the layering and stuff. I know that it's going to be hard for most of you to believe that if you pay that much money, it's not worth a toot when you get into real weather. So what you need to do is you go down during the crummiest time of the year, the nastiest weather you can find in your area, and or go to another area where they have crummy weather, and you go into a sporting goods store, make sure that they guarantee the stuff satisfaction. You can bring it back the next day if it doesn't work, and you go buy some of that stuff, pay your $400, put it on your credit card, and then go out there and sit on a stump at 10 below in that stuff for a half an hour, and you tell me whether you're going to take it back the next day, and I'll guarantee you will, and we've got a break right now, and Jim and I'll be back in just a couple minutes, folks. See you then.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
There are millions of airborne irritants in your home, like pollen, fine dust, bacteria, mold spores, and smoke.
But now you can take control of the air you and your family breathe at home. With Filters Now having the world's largest selection of AC, furnace, humidifier, automotive, fuel oil, industrial, and vacuum filters with top quality brands like 3M and Accumulair, you'll be sure to find what you're looking for at a great prices you can afford. We have all sizes available in both custom and standard. Get any size at any time. Go to filters-now.com or call toll-free 877-991-0400. Again, that's 877-991-0400. Call now and use RBN 2006 as your special order code to receive free shipping on your order. Give us a call today and breathe the difference. Filters Now.
Jim, we were talking about the Gore-Tex thing that I commented on. I hit that for a bit.
Well, the only comment I have about that is that you need to know what it will do and what it will not do. Gore-Tex and some of the other products that are like it are, in fact, waterproof. They are, in fact, breathable. But the problem is they don't actually move enough moisture through them. so that if you're in a high moisture input time, like when you're sweating like a pig for, you know, hours and hours and hours, and in the cold, it will ice up on you. And we have videoed that. We've taken pictures of it many times with people that are working really, really hard. The amount of ice that builds up on the inside of these waterproof, breathable items can be a real challenge, and as a matter of fact, it can get you in trouble. And I have one of those very nicely documented comparing what we teach people to make in the way of clothing compared to the layering with all the synthetics and the waterproof, breathable things on the outside, and just ice all over the inside of it. One guy in hypothermia, in this gal that we put into the freezer, both of them went in at the same time, 8 below zero, we put her in wet in this clothing we talk about making. We put him in dry. They both went in and exercised. She dried out, and he got wet and full of ice. He was in hypothermia, and she was just fine. So you need to know what your clothing will do or what it will not do before you're in a life-threatening situation. And we've documented those things very well and teach people what all options are.
Yeah. It's just some of this stuff, folks, I know that it seems like an insurmountable task to get everything, but the way that, that we're approaching this thing, whether it's the food supply, whether it's the clothing, the shelter, and all this, is doable. It's doable. And like replacing a $400 tent, if you don't have the $400 for the tent or $600, just some Visqueen around a good homemade sleeping bag will put you in good shape. These are answers. There's no excuse not to get going. Start with what you can and have the goal of what you're challenged for and just get in touch. Jim, give your contact information, then I'll give JMS.
www.gofamilyworks.com. That's GOFAMILYWORX. And that will reach me there. Phone number is area code 435-462-3417. But I am hard to catch on the phone, so email me would be a good idea.
And those of you that are continuing to or getting started at the urgent storage of your food supplies, give us a call at J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. And James, my friend, I appreciate you being on, and that wraps us up for this Sunday evening. And folks, give us a call. We'll help every way we can. And remember, repeat after me. If it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never, ever, ever free.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.